abound in grace. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans chapter 5, verse 19 and 20. The Apostle Paul is referring to the root of sin being Adam and how it spread rapidly to all mankind. He makes a great discovery as well, and he shares that with us, and it is this: if sin can spread abroad as a result of one man's disobedience, then grace can also be spread abroad by the obedience of one man, and that is Jesus Christ. He plainly highlights the fact that the law or restrictions only push people to want to rebel even more, and thus sin abounded because mankind had a rebellious nature. However, he encourages us to know that grace can and will abound above sin. Plainly put, he's letting us know that any place that sin has deconstructed, grace can reconstruct it. Dear Lord, help us to forgive ourselves and help us to receive your forgiveness. Keep us mindful of the fact that our forgiveness only comes from you. So in the event that men are dwelling on our past, it is not an indication that we are not changed, but rather it is an indication that since our past was sin and they are stuck there, then by right, they are stuck in sin. We thank you for your peace today, such peace that only forgiveness can bring. And as you have already given us peace, may that peace be imparted to others as we abound in grace. Here's a piece I call abounding grace. Let me tell you something about my life. It hasn't always been pretty. It hasn't always been nice. Now, I don't know if you're able to relate, but I want you to know I'm only here by fate. I've been to places and I've done some things. If you were right there, you'd probably shun some things. But look at me now. I made it out alive. So look at me proud. All I had to do was strive. I'll admit I've had some really bad habits and my choices weren't the best. But I gave it my all. Nothing more, nothing less. At the end of the day, I'll gladly confess that it was only through Jesus Christ that I overcame the test. I mean, at first I started lying and the truth became rare. There were times that I wondered if God really cared. Though I never said a word and I never said a prayer, my heartbeat was heard. He was right there. See, he chose me, not for any good that I've done, but why then? Because he knew that's the only way I tried then, and with him being God, that's the only way he tries them. So why cry then? When you can just apply them, the things he says to do, you can just try them. But if your will locks him out, he won't even pry then. If you want relief, the kind that you can breathe a sigh and just know he offers peace. If you would just reside in the place of grace instead of things that you pride in. If you want a good friend that you can confide in, then let me ask you then, why not just try him? He never fails. That's a fact. With you, he's made a pact. He'll cut you a little slack, whether you're white or whether you're black, whether you're free or whether you're trapped, whether you speed on a track or got weight on your back, if your life has been hacked or your problems are stacked, just know he has your back. And you are free to be yourself. There's no need to pretend or put on some act. I can't testify of everything or mention every case. Some might even say I do it just to save face. Well, that's their opinion. On that, my life is not based. Because life is not based by the color of my race. Life is not based by a background trace. It's not even based by the speed or the pace. And certainly not based by the scholars of the faith. It's not even based on the time or the place. And if he's not your base, then your time you will waste. It's a challenging theme from faith to faith. And when I see him face to face, I'ma tell him that when I couldn't even amount in faith and couldn't even find that resounding faith, I found you, or you found me, alone in a crowded place. That's where you set the tone and gave me abounding grace. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 3. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit who gives life has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do because it was weakened by the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh.